Dozen roses, glass of wine, slippers and PJs, feeling fine. Advice is nice. It's advice by the fireplace with Dan, Lila, Karen.
Where's my music? What the? Where's my music? Oh, here it is. Yes, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Sorry about that awkward start here. We had to get the fire going. This is Advice by the Fireplace. I'm Dan Lila. Karen. I'll be your host this evening. I'm so glad you're here joining us. Wherever you are, I'm glad you're here. With us. Together. No matter where you came from or where you were, you're here now. That's right. Whether you're alone or whether you're snuggled up with a loved one, nestled in your arms, real tight. Whether you're at home in slippers and a house coat, or you're off working the factory floor in slippers and a house coat. What matters is this. You're in a pair of slippers and a warm house coat. Well, that's not so bad, is it? Maybe you're at the gym, working off those Halloween pounds. Or maybe you're at the sports arena, cheering on your favorite sports team, eating a delicious sports hot dog. You're here, and we appreciate it. Maybe you're listening right now in a bar, and you're drinking away your troubles with a tall glass of warm booze alcohol. And sure, you're playing darts, but you're throwing them into your own hand, just to feel. Well, friend, take those darts out of your hand and put them back on the dartboard. Actually, put one in the bullseye so it looks like someone threw it there. You know what I'm saying. That's fun. Maybe you're listening right now in your car. Maybe you're listening in your automobile. Maybe you're listening right now in your... God, what's it called? What is it? Four wheels? Windshield wipers? What's it called? I want to say... Vehicle? Fecal? Nah, I don't know. Let's just call it a drivey honk box. So maybe you're listening in your drivey honk box on a long stretch of highway, and it's late, and you're all alone. Maybe you see a hitchhiker. Well, I want you to pull your drivey honk box over and pick up that hitchhiker. Say hi to the hitchhiker. Offer that hitchhiker a drink of hot cocoa. Or maybe a pot of hot cocoa-fee. And I want you to hear that hitchhiker's story. Because they've got a story to tell. I'll tell you that much. Your new hitchhiker friend will have a story to tell. A story of dragons and witches and deadly curses. And you're going to gasp. And you're going to laugh. And you might even cry. And when the story is over, and you're ready to let your new hitchhiker friend out of your drivey honk box, right out there on Hollywood Street, to be the next big popular music sensation. Well, before letting them out, I want you to do this. I want you to park your car and sit with them. Don't move. Don't say anything. Just sit. Turn on the radio and listen to Advice by the Fireplace on CJLO 1690. We're so happy to have you here tonight. We have two incredible guests to help with your questions, your needs, your wants. Well, your questions. Two shining stars of the Montreal stand-up comedy community. They make jokes. And they're going to make some for you tonight. Maybe. We'll see. First off, we have the incredible, the wonderful, Michelle Dominique. Michelle, how are you this evening?
Hi, Daniel. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you think that awkwardness at the beginning was a problem?
I don't think anyone remembers.
Ooh, thank you, Michelle. Wonderful. Thank you for braving the cold.
Hey, no problem. My forehead is still numb.
I'll tell you what. We got a whole mess of numb foreheads here in the studio. I forgot my forehead scarf. I don't know about you.
Hat?
Yeah, that's it. Hat.
That's the one. You got it.
Our second guest. Well, they're tied for first, in my mind. Another shining star. Another hilarious comedian. Please welcome to the show, Mason Terry.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mason. Thank you for being here.
No, thank you.
Braving the cold.
I fell right out of my Uber face first.
You fell out of your Uber face first?
That's what I said.
Yeah. Into the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here.
Oh, I'm glad to be by the fire.
What? Isn't it warm?
It's warm.
So warm.
Some would say too warm.
I would say too
warm.
This
is a small room that this fire's raging in.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could have a fire inside of a studio.
Oh, you can't.
Ah, yeah.
You can't. You know what? Let's cut that out in case anyone from CJLO 1690 is listening. We also have a piano player here. I don't know if the audience can hear. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
That's enough.
You're not?
No, I'm joking. Keep going, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you. Jim stopped there for a second. I don't know if you heard that. So, Michelle.
Yes.
Mason.
Okay.
This is an advice show. This is Advice by the Fireplace. Let me ask, before we get to the advice, what's some advice that you've gotten in your life that always stuck with you?
Oh, boy. Like in general?
In general, or,
yeah,
if you want a specific, cooking advice. But let's start with in general first.
Mason, go ahead.
Let's start with Mason.
All right. It's always stuck with me.
Yes.
I think when the going gets tough, get out of your Uber 1 foot at a time. You know, don't take on too much, especially if the going is tough. Alternatively, when the going gets tough, stop. Just stop. Take a breath. Take a step back. Everything's gonna wait. Time is, you know...
Absolutely. Nothing. Well said. Oh, yeah. Nothing. Oh. I thought it was good if it stopped there.
Oh.
I do have to say, the advice you got was get out of your Uber one leg at a time?
Yeah.
So it sounds like you did not follow that advice today.
It's hard to always follow in the footsteps of others.
Absolutely, it's hard to take advice, isn't it? We get advice all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's hard to take it in, isn't it?
You give advice. I feel a lot of people give advice all the time, but they don't take it.
They could dish it out, but they can't take it.
Yeah.
That's true. Is that the advice that you were given? Oh, no.
I mean, surely at one point that was given to me, yeah. Advice that I was... Okay, well, when I was... This is not funny. Does it have to be funny?
This is not a comedy show. This is a deadly serious advice show.
Okay, good. Because so. I'm full of serious advice.
You're very serious.
Always. I'm very serious. This is a weird one, actually, but this is what came to mind.
Great.
When I was a kid, I used to swim a lot, like competitively, but I was like a self-conscious kid, and my mom would like tell me certain things, like, you know, to stand up straight or put your shoulders back or whatever, like things that you would do if you were not self-conscious.
Sure.
So I would like do those things, but then it was just kind of like a learned behavior. So the advice to sort of appear a certain way, even if you don't feel that way, I think that's important, but also, you know, it could be a bad thing. But I think, you know, it serves you well. Because also, what is that thing? Like, fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
That's it. That's a good summary of the advice I was given. Yeah, we are.
I think that's exactly what we're doing here right now.
Pretty much.
Except, I don't know if we're going to make it. Speaking of make it, I have to make some ads. Is that a good transition?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Thank you. So we're going to hear some advertisements, we're going to hear some promos, and we're going to hear a song. A song that I think is apropos of today, of new beginnings, of fun advice, and of falling out of Ubers. So we're going to be right back with advice by the fireplace on CJLO 1690. Right after this. Keep playing. Keep playing, Jim. Beautiful.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites all world music artists in Canada to participate at the 14th edition of Les Silly Dolls. This showcase event is a unique chance to be discovered and to be the recipient of numerous prizes. You have until December 1st to submit your application. Hurry up because places are limited. For more information, visit www.sillydolls.com.
And we're back. CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Welcome back to Advice by the Fireplace. Those ads were fun, weren't they?
They were the best.
Just the greatest.
Peak.
I didn't expect such a positive reaction. Wow. We are here with Michelle, Dominique, and Mason Terry, two very funny comedians. Oh, my pleasure. So, are you excited to help our listeners out and answer some advice questions?
definitely. That's what I live for.
Absolutely.
That's what you live for?
Yes, that's the purpose of my life.
It's a shame the show didn't come around sooner.
Yeah, seriously, I've been waiting.
Yeesh. Well, I say we just get started here. Okay. So we have a letter from a loyal listener, Elaine Nutbetty, from Smush County. And she has a tough, she has a real scorcher. Is that the word? Corker?
I've never heard either.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough one. She needs our help.
Okay.
So I'm going to read this letter right here. Dear Advice by the Fireplace. I just started seeing the same therapist my boyfriend went to until 3 months ago. And I can't shake the feeling that something happened between them. Uh-oh. Mm. I added the uh-oh. It was the way she was smiling when she was talking about him, and the fact that she mentioned him without it being necessary. Also, he told me one of the reasons he stopped seeing her was because their conversations got, quote, too casual, unquote, and the fact that I don't trust him or myself. I asked him about it. He told me nothing happened between them, and then immediately asked why I would think that. What should I do? I can't stop thinking about it, and would like to search for another therapist if something were to have happened between them. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Sincerely, Elaine Nutbetty from Smush County. Oof.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
That's a rough one.
Elaine. If I may.
Please, that's why you're here.
I think, look, Elaine, let's get ground level, girl, all right? You think something happened between your boyfriend and the therapist, and your immediate first priority is not did my boyfriend cheat, but should I find a new therapist? And in that, I think you should find a new therapist.
I think you should also find a new boyfriend. But also the therapist. I think it's a conflict of interest. You should never go to a therapist. I mean, your therapist shouldn't take you on if they are also the therapist of somebody who you're close to. Maybe it's the therapist that's in the wrong on many levels. I mean, I guess she is anyway.
On many levels,
I think she cheated. I think he cheated.
You think?
With the therapist.
Oh, I think so.
I was going to say, there's not that much evidence. I mean, she smiled when the therapist smiled when the guy was brought up,
mm-hmm.
and then
she brought him up.
She brought him up
without having to. That proves that she doesn't respect any kind of code of conduct. So she, we know her to be a cheater already.
Do we? We don't know how she brought him up. You know, we don't know if, let's say, his name was Michael. If she said Michael and then started going yum, 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 and looking up and excuse me?
Sorry.
Pardon me.
I'm sorry.
For me, there's not that much evidence that anything's going on. This could all be in Elaine Nutbetty's head. And not to say, look, I'm just throwing it out there. You don't think so?
I just don't buy it.
How long is Elaine and her boyfriend, do we know how long they've been together?
Let me reread the entire thing. I just started saying this. Does not mention it.
Doesn't mention.
I assume a while.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they should do couples therapy and she should reevaluate the rapport between the boyfriend and the therapist.
That's true. So she could see it in person.
Yeah, that's it. She could put that. I feel like you could put that together.
You know what I think is an interesting little tidbit that Elaine Nutbetty said? She says that, what is it here? He stopped seeing the therapist because things got too casual, quotes. And then she very, very quickly says, and the fact that I don't trust him or myself.
Or herself?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Is she going to do something to one or the other or both? If they did cheat?
That's a good question.
She doesn't trust him already. Why are they together?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Leave him, Elaine.
I think, Elaine, leave him. Leave the therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Do some work on yourself.
But then follow up and see if they ended up together.
Yeah, that will definitely...
Yes, yes.
Then you'll know for sure.
Then you will know for sure.
If you want closure, cut yourself off from everyone and then see what happens. That's
fake
what...
your own death and then see if she goes to the funeral with him.
Ooh, Elaine. That's a good idea. Fake your own death. Do you have any advice on how to fake your own death?
I don't know. I've never done it, so something.
Let
I'm
me
still
just
thinking
tell
about.
The audience: Michelle is aggressively winking in the studio. I think she did fake her own death. Sorry to. Oh,
thank you for outing me. Just now.
Well,
I appreciate.
I'm honest with the listeners here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's fair. I shouldn't have lied. It was my bad.
Well.
Well, better go fake my own death.
And she's standing up. Oh, out the window she goes. But she didn't actually go. She's giving me another wink. That's another fake out. I like it. Psych. I like it. Have you ever had a awkward moment with a therapist? Things got a little, quote, too casual?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, you have?
My mom is a therapist, so it's always too casual.
I
Every moment I've ever
see.
Had with the therapist that I know has been quite casual.
Wow, so you have a lot of experience with
therapy.
Getting too close with a therapist.
Oh, yeah. You should never live with your therapist for 20 years.
Wow. I didn't... So you... in some ways, it's so lucky that you're answering this question from Elaine Nutbetty, because you have a lot of experience with strange... therapist. I hope you don't mind. I'm calling your mother
That's
strange.
Okay. I don't think she's listening.
She is. I sent this to her.
Well, there you go.
I sent her the link. She's very supportive of me.
Of you.
And my art.
That's very specific.
Well, she's a good therapist.
Is she your therapist?
Yes, she is.
Oh,
I didn't want to...
Conflict of interest.
She is. Well...
A little bit. Now, you shouldn't have told me that because... No, she's going to know that you know that I know.
Oh, Dan, you're going to have to fake your own death.
Well, here's the thing. I was going to break things off with her because things were getting a little too casual.
With my mother?
Next question. No. So I think we helped you, Elaine, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
if
Elaine doesn't have the answer, I don't know who does.
Yeah, break things off, fake your own death.
Break
Just
things
get
off
out of here.
With
yeah.
your
get
man.
That question, am I
hey,
right?
Elaine, beat it.
Hey, Elaine, beat it. Yeah, I think you are losing your mind. And if I'm ever in Smush County, I'm gonna look out for you, Elaine. So how does that feel now that we've helped a fellow listener with their life?
I feel better.
Very rewarding, I'd say.
It is rewarding, and I also feel better. Let's ask another question. This is from Emily Breadstick, writing in from Dung Falls, Nevada. We have a lot of Nevada listeners. Hello to everybody out there in Dung Falls. Here is the letter. I work at a high level in marketing, and I'm supervised by Tammy, an older, moody, and somewhat unpredictable woman. A few weeks ago, we had a massive networking event and dinner for my industry that spouses were invited to, so my boss and everyone got to meet my husband for the first time. It seemed to go well. That's good, right?
Yeah, that's great.
So far, so good. Then the following Friday night, my husband told me that he received a strange call from someone he thought sounded like Tammy. She has his number as my emergency contact. He said he answered the phone, and a lady who sounded like Tammy asked him what he was doing that night. He said she sounded kind of drunk. He asked her if this was Tammy, my boss, and she chuckled and said yes. After a couple more moments of somewhat slurred speech, he hung up, and she didn't call back. He immediately told me about it when I got home. I'm angry that Tammy, whether she remembers it or not, tried to come on to my husband. I wanted to confront her, but I have no idea what I would say. My husband is upset as well and thinks Tammy was out of line. Am I just supposed to try to forget this ever happened? I can't look at Tammy the same way anymore. Sincerely, Emily Breadstick from Dung Falls, Nevada.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow, Emily, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for thanking Emily, Michelle. Oh, thank you for your bravery, Emily. Yeah. Thank you for writing in and sharing your heart and your anger with Tammy with the world.
Yeah. Tammy. Oh, Tammy. I hope Tammy's listening.
I hope Tammy's listening as well. We have a lot of fans in Dung Falls.
Yeah, and Tammy is there as
and
well.
And Tammy's
so.
Probably listening. Oh, let's be kidding. Well, okay. Let's
Unless
be kidding.
She's calling somebody's husband.
Call waiting.
Get a
here.
Hold of yourself, Tammy.
So, what would you do if you were Emily?
Depends. Honestly, it does depend. Do I love my husband?
That's a good question. I think it's safe to say.
I think we can say yes.
Oh, I was going to say no, but sure, really? Let's say yes. Oh, yeah, let's say yes.
You were going to say no? I thought based on the circumstances.
I don't know, but yeah, okay, sure,
okay,
let's do
they're
it.
Fine. Maybe they're not happy, but they're not getting a divorce. Let's just put it with that.
Absolutely.
Emily, I hope we're not overstepping, but it sounds like your marriage is pretty middle of the road. Your husband didn't do anything about it. That's cool, but this is not about him. This is about Tammy.
Apparently, he told Emily immediately.
Yeah, which is honestly best you're going to get.
That's admirable. That's admirable.
That is, yeah. Basic decency is admirable.
I
do think. One moment.
Mason, please.
Can you please be quiet?
Jesus, Mason, come on.
It depends on Tammy's influence on Emily's job security.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What do you think, Mason?
Here's where I'm suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's husband could identify the voice early on in this phone call.
Oh.
How well does he know Emily's boss that from a phone call, a sort of drunken phone call,
he
can identify the voice? They met once?
At the work party, right?
Just
the one time.
Is it just the one time? Mm. I'm a little suspicious. I'm a little suspicious.
Good point.
That's a very good point. That is a very good point. We don't know what Tammy sounds like.
It's true. She could be specific.
She could have like a Darth Vader voice.
Or a
the nanny. A twang. She could be from the country. She could be a country singer. Tammy Wynette, maybe.
Yeah.
But you are right. After meeting one time, he recognizes the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hmm.
Interesting.
Hmm. Emily.
Emily.
Did you think about that, Emily?
But all that aside, I'd say.
All that suspicion
aside, which is really where I think this is going. Cool it, Emily.
Yeah, Emily, just.
Cool it.
Oh, Emily should cool it.
Cool it.
I think she should just get over it.
Yeah.
I see.
Just cool it.
Like, whatever.
So you're saying maybe Tammy was having a.
She was
a fun night.
She was drunk.
She was drunk.
Maybe she feels terrible. Maybe she doesn't remember. In any case, cool it.
You decide, is it worth the job again, the job security thing?
Yeah.
Is it worth going to HR about, is Tammy your HR?
That's true. Is Tammy your HR? Hmm.
Well, Emily does say, I wanted to confront her, but I have no idea what I would say. If you did want to confront Tammy, what should Emily say?
Pull out that receipt, phone call receipt.
Yeah, it's a good point. Show it. And
I'm sorry, I didn't. Do phone calls have receipts?
The history.
I see. You don't mean like a printout on the phone.
No, though I'm sure you could get that from your provider if you needed to.
Mm. That'd be fun. But yes, I see. So you're saying go back, have some documentation.
But then you'd have to have your husband's phone while you were at work to show Tammy the history, and then it's getting into like how much did you plan this confrontation,
right?
And how uncomfortable.
How many
are
props
you
do you need for this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is this show and tell? Are you accusing me of something?
So are you gonna start juggling?
I really wouldn't say anything, Emily. Even if you were gonna say something, just say. You know, I can't swear on the station, so I'm not going to.
You can't swear on the station, but you can say sound-alike words.
Right. I don't know how to do that, actually.
I'm glad. I got nervous right when I said it. I was like, don't even try it.
Yeah, I'd go for it, and it would just come out all wrong.
So you think you would just leave it? I hate to say this.
I don't want to get fired. Depending on, you know, where do you work? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Mm. And it does seem, maybe this is an odd thing to say, it's a fairly innocuous phone call.
Mm.
There wasn't any horrible sexual things being said. It was...
we assume.
Oh, the husband. If the husband is being honest. I don't really get an honest vibe from him.
Me neither. Seems like a liar to me.
My husband is upset as well.
Would a man be that upset? Really?
I'll tell you, I get sexy drunk calls probably 3 times a day.
3 times a day?
And they don't bother me at all.
No, yeah, good point. I probably call people when I'm drunk and try to hook up with them many times a day as well. So, I don't know. You know, I can see from all angles how this would be a confusing one.
That's why advice is tough. That was a great sound. Advice is tough to give here.
It is. Life's tough.
Emily Bradstick. Mason, final thoughts?
Change your last name.
Definitely. Marinara.
Emily Marinara?
I like that one better.
Okay, first things first, Emily. Change the last name. Second things first. Or second things second. Don't talk to Tammy about it. If it happens again, should she talk to Cam?
Yes.
Ooh.
If it happens again, yes.
Call 911.
100%.
Call 911.
Call 911. The emergency line.
After you kill her, call 911. And turn yourself in.
Fake your own
turn yourself in.
Just, you know what? They're going to catch you. There's no way they're going to see that phone history and not put it together. That's Tammy true. Turns up dead.
Wow. There's a lot of...
That took a turn.
That did take a turn, but that's okay. That's what happens here at Advice by the Fireplace on CJLO 1690 AM. All right. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah.
And by one more, I mean as many as we have to before the time of the show is over. This is an interesting one. This is from Roger Crayon, writing in from Ottawa, Washington. Here it is. I've been a part of a carpool for several years. Recently, I asked the main organizer, one of two drivers, for a breakdown of the charges he levies on each member. I was stunned to find out that he was effectively doubling the cost of each trip by charging for every conceivable cost of maintaining his car, including depreciation, tires, routine maintenance, and soon the cost of a new car. It's his car. He would be driving to work each day regardless of whether they were other passengers or not. I feel that charging anything above gas and a driver charge is unfair. Sincerely, Roger Crayon from Ottawa, Washington. What do we think?
Well, what does Roger want? What is it?
Roger sounds like a cheap son of a gun. He wants to spend a little less money on his carpool.
Right. Hey, Roger, take the bus.
You hear that, Roger? Take that bus.
You got a problem with how much your driver wants to charge you?
Yeah, good luck getting a breakdown of the charges that the bus levies, am I right?
Can you imagine asking a carpool for a breakdown on the charge? Now, I do think carpooling is a pyramid scheme. It's its whole own independent problem.
I see.
But so long as you're going to partake in carpooling, Avon, Herbalife, all of the top ones.
Let me break that down. How exactly is carpooling a pyramid scheme? You think you get someone in your carpool, and then they have to carpool two of their friends?
Yeah.
And then those friends have to carpool their friends?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well,
I think.
I guess you're right. Go on.
I think that Roger should consider, first of all, not being so pathetic, but second of all, maybe getting his own car and then carpooling the people in Roger in the other guy's car that don't want to pay the same amount. You know what I mean?
Like
if you have a problem, If you have a problem with the cost, do it yourself.
If you have a problem with the cost, do it yourself. I think that is great advice for anything.
For anything. And then you'll see what you can and cannot actually do.
Let's be fair. Let's side with Roger for a moment.
Oh boy, I can't.
I'm paying for this guy's tires. I'm paying for routine maintenance. I'm not messing up the car.
I'd love to know the charge.
I'd love to know the charge. I wish he left
surely
a specific number.
Exactly. That would have made everything clearer. The distance, the cost. I'd like to do some math, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Here, I'll give you a calculator.
Thank you.
And there you go. Too much. Oh, she just spelled boobies. Thanks a lot, Michelle. I think you could say that on the radio.
Classic.
We're talking about the blue-footed, which is a bird.
Right.
So there's always a way around swearing, all right? Roger Crayon. Mason, what do you think Roger should do? Should he drop it?
Look, if he's gotten this far into this carpooling, he obviously has been paying this amount for, you know, X number of weeks, months, years. Right? It's not out of his range of affordability. Right? Because he's already been doing it. So at this point, asking for a breakdown, you know, unless it's the second week of carpooling, it's just ridiculous.
It's too late.
It's too late now.
And it's too late,
Ethan. If you need to cut costs, you can't put that on somebody else.
Right. No, I agree.
Make other changes.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm a little surprised. I thought you'd side more with Roger. He's getting gouged.
No, we don't know how much he's paying.
He's getting swindled here.
Depends. No. It depends.
This could be $12 a week. We have no idea.
$12 a week? I could buy a lot of limes with that.
But it's still less than public transportation.
That's true. That would be cheaper than the bus. He could walk. How far is it? You know what I mean?
Well, let's be fair. Ottawa, Washington doesn't have a great system of transit. But you're right.
Good point.
You're right.
They're working on it.
We just need Roger, get back to us with more information.
That's true. You know, that goes to Emily. Mm-hmm. That goes to, who was the other writer? Elaine, Betty. You should write in with follow-ups, you know? Mm-hmm. I'd like to know how our advice goes. Obviously, they're taking our advice.
Obviously.
Elaine is in the midst of faking her death right now.
Good. Good call.
Emily is confronting Tammy.
Mm. Ooh.
But I have to say, Roger, I think you're onto something here.
I can't.
Well, maybe not. Here, Roger, let's try this. How do you two agree with this? Mm. How do you agree with this?
In what way do you agree?
That's a good question. Maybe Roger, because Roger does mention, I've been a part of a carpool for several years. You're right about that. Mm. Recently, I asked the main organizer, one of two drivers.
Okay, maybe a husband and a wife?
Maybe a husband and a wife. Who knows?
Could be just two separate.
Maybe a husband and a husband.
Could
maybe a wife and a wife. It's 2019, Michelle.
I'm sorry.
And that's how I feel superior to my guests.
So
several years, though.
Several years,
Roger. But chill.
It's too late. You know what? I'm starting to.
Maybe it's time for him to get a car.
So we are confirming that this is a pyramid scheme. Then there are already two drivers, and all that's happening is Roger is going to become his own carpool service under them.
I think carpooling, the problem with it is that it results in everybody having their own car because everybody gets frustrated.
Yeah.
So then we're just making it worse.
And we forget about the chlorine.
The chlorine.
In the pool? Carpool? Oh, I misunderstood the question.
Shuffles papers nervously.
All right, let's... we have to go to another break here.
Okay.
But boy, I think we helped out.
I think so. I mean, what would they do without us?
A lot.
Yeah. Let me just read the date of these. This is from 1996. Okay, well, things are... Ooh, we're a little late here. This one's 1985. Mm-hmm. And when is Roger... This is from 1943. So, wow. I think Roger's long dead by now.
Roger, R.I.P.
R.I.P., Roger. Thank you for writing in. And thank you for listening. This is CJLO 1690. We're going to hear another song. I think you want to listen to the lyrics of this one because they're really apropos of what we've been talking about. And we're going to hear some more ads, another break, and we're going to come in for the close. Hear it advice? By the fireplace. Ooh, oops, sorry about that. Don't stop playing, Jim. I'll tell you when you stop playing. Okay, now fade. Can you fade out while you play? Is that a thing you can do with your fingers? Yeah, perfect.
All aboard!
Welcome to Last Stop This Song, a radio show dedicated to sharing conversation about music appreciation.
On your left, you'll see great bands from across all genres, and on your right, you'll see your wacky and wonderful hosts that will keep you entertained the whole ride through.
Boarding begins Wednesdays at 12, where your favorite song is the last stop, only on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
From November 14th to November 24th, one of North America's major documentary film festival will take place.
Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM.
More than 140 documentary films during a 10-day period.
Discussions with passionate filmmakers, innovative and interactive documentary projects.
Free musical performances every night, and more at the Cinémathèque Québécoise. This November will be where all stories meet. And you? Check out our website at ridm.ca.
CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We're back with advice by the fireplace. We have Michelle, Dominique, and Mason Terry here. What'd you think of those ads?
Little hack.
If I can be honest, not as good as the last time.
Yeah. Wow. No, I'm not as inspired.
Well, sorry about that. Last Stop This Song and the RIDM 2019 Festival. That's actually a great festival. I hope people go, and Last Stop This Song is a great show. My guests are great at giving advice, but I disagree. I thought those ads were some of the best ads I've ever heard, and that includes that famous Nike ad with the computer. Oh,
oops.
Excuse me, one of our guests is having some trouble with the microphone. Oh, that sounded like that as well. So we're coming here for the close. We're getting ready to end this show, our very first episode. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've heard the show before, wow. How did that happen? Don't know what that's about, but thanks for being back, I guess. We have one more letter here. It's a bit of a long one.
Okay.
So you ready?
Yes.
This is from Douglas Fur, calling in from Forestburg West, Alberta. And he writes in this. My six-year-old son is obsessed with gems and jewelry. Acquaintances, charmed by his budding interest in geology, mailed him some stones. The stones in question are two lumps of coal and some rocks they'd gathered from Mount Rushmore. Am I alone in thinking this is a bizarre present for a kid? The coal, unfortunately, is very shiny, which means my son loves it. It is currently sitting on top of his dresser. I find the lumps of coal unpleasant. Also, the kids like to play with them, and bits break off, and I find having scraps of coal lying around the floor not only messy, but disturbing. I have read that coal can, probably under different conditions than our house, self-combust. It is also, depending on the purity of the coal, slightly radioactive. I have no idea what kind of coal it is, and I realize these are not big issues, and that is not likely to catch fire or make us sick. They are, though, big lumps of coal. Whenever I think about dealing with them, I come back to the weirdness of us having them in the first place. Should I mention that, in a loose doomsday-type way, my son understands the role of coal in climate change, and he is very sensitive about having it at all? He seems to feel guilty and wants us to back him up on how pretty the coal is, despite him thinking it is essentially evil. He seems to be conflicted. We're all conflicted. Please help. Sincerely, Douglas Fur from Forestburg, West Alberta. What do you think? Lump of coal? This isn't Christmas.
Just so many directions that went
in. Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it?
First of all, I understand Douglas Fir's fear of fire.
Yes, sure. Coal is, in some ways, made to catch fire. I mean, not made natural. Yeah, processed coal. You get it.
I do.
Thank you.
Not. I do not get
it. Oh, well.
I don't understand the question.
The question is, I suppose, is it okay? He wants justification for being weirded out that a friend of his gave his son a lump of coal.
Yeah, I think that's, I do think that's weird. Maybe their friend doesn't know anything about, stones or gems and thought it was like a, you know, something nice for the kid.
You're right. That's true. Maybe this is a stupid friend.
Yeah. Who's the friend, Doug?
Let me see here. Let me reread this. Nope, doesn't say here. Doesn't say.
Again, missing information, just making it so complicated.
Mm-hmm. That was already a long letter, though. I didn't want too much more information.
No, I was good with that. But I don't know what to say.
I think this could be one of those times where, look, we get it. You're weirded out about the coal. And kids are kids. And
kids are kids.
Get attached and then they forget. It's kind of like when the goldfish dies and you gotta flush them while your kid's at school and then find them a new thing. You know? Just throw out the... If you're that, surely... Now, I think the friend meant really well.
Maybe.
I do think that the friend...
Maybe it's evil. There was mention of evil coal?
Because of climate change.
Right.
The coal industry, which Trump is bringing back. Don't get me started.
Okay.
This is a... I can't even say it as a joke. This is a pro-Trump show. I was going to say it. Look, we're not political here at Advice by the Fireplace. But we don't like that doofus. Is that safe to say? Is that going to alienate any listeners? Dingus. I'm a coward.
You could say dingus. I think that's
you know what?
Quite Canadian.
I don't appreciate that dingus.
Nice.
Thank you, Michelle.
No problem.
How about
I think Mason's right.
Mason's right?
Ditch it.
Just
ditch it?
Maybe
it
buy something Pitch else it. For your kid. And then, like, give him something cooler, and then he won't notice when the coal's gone.
A children's geology set.
Yes,
they
anything more interesting than coal, which is anything.
Well,
a bag of pennies.
The six-year-old son is obsessed with gems and jewelry.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
Give him something.
This is a weird little kid.
Get him a Pandora
it's a
gift
freaky
card.
Little.
A Pandora gift card?
Yeah.
What is the land in Avatar?
The jewelry store.
Oh, the jewelry store. I see.
Yeah. How old is the kid?
6 years old.
Yeesh, young.
That's a young boy.
Young for coal.
Young for coal. Sure. Young for coal.
That's a political stance.
Yeah.
That's our
young
stance.
Young for
Sorry,
coal.
Got political.
If there was a politician named Young, and he was for the coal industry, that would be great.
Young for coal.
Yeah, I think that's excellent advice, which is just while the kid is at daycare, kindergarten, throw that lump of coal away, say you lost it, and instead of a lump of coal, bring your kid an iPad. How about that?
Or like a diamond.
A diamond.
What's that game?
You know
jewel?
What? Propose to your kid. How about that? Buy a little diamond, get on one knee.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, I think get the kid an iPad with bejeweled on it. The
oh,
Candy Crush.
Get the kid a bejeweler.
Get the kid
a bejeweler.
Bejeweler.
Yes. Sure. Bedazzle the kid.
A dazzler.
Or become a jeweler. And then bring your kid to work.
Too many steps.
Ooh, go to Times Square.
But maybe he's
district.
Already halfway there.
No,
maybe
I can confirm. It's too many steps, no matter where you're starting.
So she knows Douglas Fir. This is new information, Mason.
Too many steps. It sounds like my elevator's out of order. Let's get back to the question.
Okay.
Douglas... I think it's pretty. I don't think you need to bring it up to your friend. I think your friend's a weird friend.
Yes.
And just acknowledge that your friend is weird. Oh. Well, that's a little extreme, but Douglas, if you want to cut your friend out of your life, do it.
Fake their death.
Douglas, fake your friend's death, and then tell your son on your friend's fake deathbed, he asked your son not to play with coal.
No, he asked to be buried with the coal. That's
yeah,
how you get rid of it.
Forever.
Wow. I think we have the answer.
I think we do. Thank you, Mason.
Thank you, Mason. Buy your son an iPad. Steal the coal. have your fake your friend's death.
Yep.
And cut him out of your life. Mm. And then your kid's going to be normal after that.
Hopefully. I mean, right? Yeah, who can say?
Wow. Well, it looks like we've solved another problem. Here at Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO, 1690 AM. We have about 2 minutes left, so I do want to ask our wonderful comedians, do you have anything to plug? A show coming up? A appearance on late night television you'd like to tell people about? Are you just talking to yourself?
Yeah, sorry, I was. I'm just thinking aloud. I realize you can't do that on the radio. I apologize.
No, I like it.
I can't check my calendar.
Nope, I should have told you before, but no checking calendars.
Comedy Confessional.
Comedy Confessional, a great comedy show.
It's a really, really fun show that Very fun happens show. Every... once a month, the last Sunday of the month, at McKibben's Irish Pub on Bishop, at the upstairs stage, and it's a $5 cover, and we always have great comics, and it's a lot of fun. And the next one is November 24th at 8 p.m.
Wonderful Comedy Confessional, Mason.
I'll be at Shaika Cafe in NDG on next Tuesday. What day is that, Michelle?
November 19th.
November 19th at 8 p.m. and it's a nice old show, so if you want to come on down, come on down.
Support local comedy. Support these two absolute gems and what they do. Michelle, Mason, thank you so much for being on the show. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you for having me, Daniel.
I want to thank Corey Gandahl for his incredible jingle to start the show. I want to thank CJLO for letting me do this nonsense. Oh, thank you to Jim for playing piano. This has been Advice by the Fireplace. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Caring is sharing your heart's desires in conversations by the fire with Delilah Carey.